Senate Rev and Tax, and we have two items on the agenda. First of all, I would like to establish a quorum. Please call the roll.
Wolk.
Here.
Wolk present. Walters. Alquist.
Here.
Alquist present. Ashburn.
Present.
Ashburn present. Padilla.
Here.
Padilla present.
And we have a quorum. Our first order of business is AB 347, Assemblymember Bass, Speaker Bass, and Assemblymember Block is here. Welcome.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Senators, I am here on behalf of Speaker Bass to present her bill related to the devastating earthquake suffered in Haiti less than a month ago. You're all familiar with the loss of life, the utter despair that occurred. California can be proud of sending many volunteers, first responders, physicians, etc., to Haiti to try to help survivors. In addition, California is responsible for many dollars in cash contributions. Cash in these kind of emergency situations is necessary. We in California came through, and now Speaker Bass is coming to you with AB 347, which would allow those who made cash contributions toward relief of this terrible disaster from January 11th through March 1st of this year to take deductions for those cash contributions in the 2009 tax year rather than wait until 2010. So basically, folks who've made donations recently or will make donations until March 1st can take deductions off the tax return that most of us are preparing right now instead of waiting a year. This will be a relief to those who are making these generous contributions. Last month, H.R. 4462 was passed in Washington. President Obama signed the bill. It does the same thing on the federal level. So this will reconcile state and federal tax law on this particular issue. I would invite co-authors to join on this bill and ask for your support.
Thank you, Assemblymember. Are there witnesses in support?
Madam Chair, Steve Baker with Aaron Reed & Associates, representing the California Society of Enrolled Agents. We applaud the Speaker's efforts to move this forward. It'll ease taxpayers' ability in making contributions to Haiti, and we support the measure.
Further support? Opposition? All right. I would just like to add, first of all, thank you for bringing this forward. The motion today would be do pass, and we're going to hold on the co-authors. We'll take the co-authors in an appropriation so we can move this quickly. Are there questions of the author? All right. Bill's been moved. Please call the roll.
Wolk.
Aye.
Wolk, aye. Walters.
Aye.
Walters, aye. Alquist.
Aye.
Alquist, aye. Ashburn.
Aye.
Ashburn, aye. Padilla.
Aye.
Padilla, aye.
And the bill passes. And if there's a request for co-authorship, we should let Assemblymember Block know so it can be taken in appropriations. I certainly am interested.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right. Ms. Walters, would you please chair the rest of the meeting? And next item.
I'll just take the gavel. Thank you. Ready? Go ahead.
Thank you. Madam Vice Chair, members of the committee, SBX 32 is a vital measure conforming state tax law to the federal tax changes that have been made since 2005. The measure includes provisions that provide needed relief to struggling homeowners to ensure that renewable energy projects are not unduly taxed on federal grants and provide needed conformity to federal tax law, easing tax preparation for taxpayers and tax preparers alike. This measure provides partial conformity to the Federal Mortgage Debt Forgiveness Relief Act, which prevents the owner's taxation of distressed Californians who are already struggling to protect their homes, their largest investment. As many Californians face foreclosure and are forced to walk away from their homes, the last thing they really have to think about is paying taxes on debt that they couldn't repay. This measure puts an end to this onerous application of tax law. Additionally, since tax credits are never considered income, taxing renewable energy production grants would treat the renewable energy production industry unfairly and would add additional costs onto these projects that are needed truly for job creation and energy sustainability at this time. The measure also conforms to the federal erroneous claims for refund penalty, and this is an important penalty that is in place and has been in place in federal law for the last 3 years. The penalty is necessary to ensure that taxpayers who do not take a risk-free gamble by claiming unmerited tax refunds. I ask for your aye vote.
Any witnesses in support?
Yes, Brian Putler, Franchise Tax Board. I think it's fair to say that conformity is probably the most significant bill to simplify the California tax income tax law that the legislature has an opportunity to vote on every year. Making California tax law more like federal law is good for individual taxpayers, it's good for business taxpayers, it's good for tax professionals, and it's good for the efficiency of the tax agency. I've mentioned the virtues in addition to that to the committee before, so I won't bore you with that again, but I would like you to know that it has been 5 years now since the last conformity bill, which is the longest period that the state has ever gone without a conformity bill. California's income tax code is now badly out of conformity with federal tax law to the point that professional tax groups are beginning to urge the FTB to ask the legislature to abandon conformity in favor of a standalone tax code. The FTB does not feel that we're to that point, but the board does have a long-standing position in favor of conformity. So I'm here today also with my colleague Scott McFarland to answer any technical questions for the committee.
Madam Chair, members, Steve Baker with Aaron Reed & Associates, representing the California Society of Enrolled Agents. They support broadly having the state tax code conform to the federal tax code. This will make it far easier for California taxpayers to complete their taxes. We also represent Bright Source Energy, that is particularly interested in the renewable energy provision that was added to this bill. That provision is important to obtain financing for our project and start building renewable energy in California. Support the bill.
Madam Chair and members, Don Gilbert representing TerraGen Power. We support the bill of the provision that Mr. Baker mentioned regarding the federal tax grants for renewable projects. We have a 720 megawatt wind facility ready to break ground in a few weeks in Kern County that needs this tax grant without being taxed in the state, which was what we anticipated, and very important for our financing and to get those 720 megawatts going and 250 jobs in the county. Thank you.
Lenny Goldberg, California Tax Reform Association. A conformity bill always includes items that we, as a matter of tax policy, may not like as done by the federal government, but we do believe that conformity is a very important virtue. We think that we've done this in a variety of ways here and don't have a problem with the error issue as well, the solar issue.
Rena Venturini on behalf of the Calpine Corporation. We are also in support of the measure. Calpine is proud to be the largest renewable generator, supplying over 20% of the state's renewable energy, so we are very supportive. And it's also quite expensive to develop geothermal, so this would go a long ways to help us. Thank you.
Mr. Chair and members, Aaron Niemela with the Large Scale Solar Association in support of the bill. We support conformity with the federal law on the ARRA grants. One of the reasons is these grants actually replace tax credits that were never taxed. And the grant money is really essential for the financing that we require for these very large projects in the current credit marketplace. And in fact, these projects will be paying property and sales tax and creating jobs long before they actually ever receive the grant value at the end of the project. So we urge your support for this bill. Thank you.
Thank you. Madam Chair, members, John Benton on behalf of the Cannon Power Group, a wind energy company, also in support. Thank you.
Melissa Cortez-Roth on behalf of the California Wind Energy Association in support.
Saul Gomez with Clean Power Campaign. We're also in support of the provisions related to the ARRA grants and renewable energy. Thank you.
Will Gonzalez on behalf of the California Solar Energy Industry Association and Horizon Wind Energy in support on the ARRA provision. Thank you.
Any other witnesses in support? Witnesses in opposition?
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the committee. Michelle Peelsticker, California Taxpayers Association. We are opposed to this bill, not because we're opposed to conformity. We very much support conformity, but we support consensus-oriented conformity. In the past, conformity has been a consensus-oriented process, with controversial provisions being removed from the conformity bill for the sake of consensus. In this circumstance, there is a provision in the bill that is controversial and that has been objected to by the business community, the erroneous refund penalty. The erroneous refund penalty would impose a 20% penalty on erroneous refunds claimed in excess of the allowable amount, lacking reasonable basis as defined by the FTB. It also disallows prepayment protest rights against the penalty. As I said, we very much support conformity. We're very much opposed to this penalty, as in addition to denying prepayment protest rights, it sort of whipsaws taxpayers when combined with the 20% strict liability understatement penalty. In order to avoid the 20% strict liability understatement penalty, taxpayers will overpay their taxes and then request refunds. This penalty combines with the 20% understatement penalty to create an unfair situation for taxpayers. We believe that a refund penalty is unnecessary, given that unlike with an understatement penalty, the tax agency actually has the money in hand before penalizing the taxpayer for claiming an excessive refund. So for these reasons, we are in opposition to the bill.
Madam Chair, I was asked to appear on behalf of my colleague at the California Manufacturers and Technology Association to express their opposition on the same grounds. Every year, interested parties go through an extensive process by which we sit down with the FTB and anyone who has an interest in the subject matter and go through each of the provisions of federal law and come up with a determination on whether to conform or not conform. And this is one of the provisions that it was agreed we would not conform to because of objections raised by those in the private sector. And unfortunately, as was the last year's bill, which resulted in the veto by the governor, said very clearly, this should be a consensus product. It should be treated more along the lines of a committee bill. And so this provision ought to be stripped out and placed in a separate conformity bill, just like others are regularly directed on other things that we'd like to conform to, such as the R&D tax credit, small business equipment expensing. We're always instructed those are controversial provisions. Go seek your own bill. There's no reason why the erroneous refund claim penalty shouldn't also be placed in a separate bill. Thank you.
Any other witnesses in opposition? Questions of the committee?
I move the bill.
How about you read the roll?
Walters?
No.
Walters, no. Wolk?
Aye.
Wolk, aye. Alquist?
Aye.
Alquist, aye. Ashburn?
No.
Ashburn, no.
Okay, we'll leave the roll open. It's 2-2. I think somebody's coming right now.
Padilla, aye. Padilla, aye. Yes.
Okay, the bill's out.
We are adjourned.